Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. My name is Linda Sims, and I am your host for today. Hopefully, you're having a great Monday, September the 12th, 2021. Believe it or not, 256 days have passed in this year already, and there are 109 days remaining. I can't even think of what you haven't done that you propose to do for this new year, but you better hurry up because the days are moving very, very fast. Okay, let me share this with you. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download a free app on any electronic device. The name of the app is TuneIn. And once you download it, search WWGH. Or you can call in during our broadcast live today by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to be part of the conversation, or maybe you may have some comments that you would like to share with other listeners. I also need to share with you those who support this show. It's called A Voice of a People, once again. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hole Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce. Every third Saturday of every month, I think up until the month of December. This month it will take place September the 18th, and it will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Share with other people who may be in need of free produce. We have also Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today. The title is A Vision of Success, and it begins like this. Having true faith in our goals and confidence in ourselves determines our destiny. There is no room for doubt. Just as in nature, when the root is deep, there is limitless strength. With every thought, we can reaffirm our goals, creating a vision of success. Boy, that was an eye-opening thought for today, wasn't it? Of course it was. Of course it was. Open up my eyes. All right, I turn my attention now to my guest today, Tim Jones. How are you today, Tim?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Can't complain.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
It
seems like it's been a while.
It does, doesn't it? Holiday and all that, yeah.
Yep.
And I was out of town, too. My daughter had a stroke.
Sorry to hear that.
My oldest daughter, yeah, and it kind of got me off balance, you know.
Brain, like a stroke of the brain and heart.
I don't know. I know they said that her heart was weakened because of it. They said it was mild, but it was still, like, kind of devastating, you know. Strokes are nothing to play with, you know, so she has two more appointments to go to, and maybe we'll find out whether it was the brain or the heart, you know. But it could have been the heart, since it was weakened, you know. But she's doing a lot better. I was up there Saturday to see her. She's coming along, gaining
That's
her
good.
Strength back and stuff. Yeah, so.
It takes time.
Yes, it does. So I know you say you've been doing good. Now, Tim is a mentor. He's a life coach. He's an entrepreneur and a designer.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Some of those titles, yeah.
Yeah. Did I leave out one?
Nah, I don't know. I do so much, I can't even keep up with all of them neither. So, yeah, we cover the bases, though.
Yeah, so absolutely, absolutely. He's a very busy young man, and he wears many hats in our community, and we're fortunate to have him and the many other young people that's just sprouting up and doing things. And
yeah.
I am so proud to see the success and what you call also vision, and not only that, but tenacity and passion to do something. Everybody wants their own business. I've never seen such a high volume of people wanting to come out and do their own thing. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
it's a beautiful process.
It is. Yes, it is. And our city is fortunate to have such, you know, young people on their toes and willing to go and do it right, you know, be honest, young people, you know. And that is something also to be thankful for that's going on in our city. So Tim is going to kind of bring us up to date since I've seen him last. I think it's been a month, a little over a month, but anyway. So how are your designs going? We'll talk about that first.
It's going well. Just waiting on these, waiting on my watches. I had a little delay, a little hiccup. You know, sometimes I think, I'm going to go into like a little lesson.
Okay.
So attitude is everything.
Yes,
right,
it is.
Right? So last week I go to a bank and I sent an international wire transfer, right? Bank wire. And, you know, a banker has all the information in front of them and all those things. And, you know, you think everything is cool and complete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my manufacturer gives me a call at 3 in the morning and says, hey, we still haven't received the payment. We haven't received the wire. And, I'm like, what? You know, we're checking into that. And I said, well, just let's compare information, right?
Right.
So we compare information, and all the information that he gave me was right. And so all the information that my banker received was correct. So I look at the account number, and he input the wrong three numbers, right? So now I have a substantial amount of money that's got sent to somebody I don't know who.
Oh, no.
You know? And so I go to the bank. I said, okay, well, I'm going to handle it in the morning. It's 3 a.m. here. I'll handle it later. So we go to the bank. And, you know, you just sit there and you think, okay, maybe, you know, they can amend it, take it, and have it rerouted. No, I had to do a dispute. And now they talk about it could take up to 90 days, right?
Oh, my.
And so people, you know, your first thought is to be upset, be mad, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, for what? What can you do? You know,
it's not going to change it, right?
It's not going to change it, man. It's not going to change it no matter how upset I am. And it's so funny that the banker that was helping me out, he was like, I'm terribly sorry about this. He said, but it's crazy you're taking it so well. I said, man, what can you do? like me cussing you out, and you didn't have nothing to do with it, but me cussing you out and making your day worse or cussing the person out who I thought fault it was, you know, it's not going to change anything. So attitude, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, attitude is everything. Then what did you learn, Tim? Make sure you double check the numbers.
Amen.
You know what I mean? You got to double check the numbers. You just can't take people's word or face value for it, you know. So, you know, that's just something that, you know, business school don't necessarily teach you. You know,
that's
just
true.
Experience
that's
in
true.
Life. You know, so we was talking about entrepreneurs and having that vision for success. You got to be patient in this game, and you have to learn to adapt a positive attitude.
Right.
Regardless of the circumstances. You know what I mean? Just, you know. So, yeah. So, life is good regardless of the circumstances, you know.
Well, yeah. So, you do have to read it back to me. I'm learning that even with my bank account. Well, they'll say, is this correct? And they'll read it back to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you make a payment over the phone and they give you a confirmation number. Make sure you get them confirmation numbers, you know, like just in case, because I can't repay this money, you know what I'm saying, like twice. So it is a learning experience.
It is. So, you know, got a slight delay. But next thing I'm doing, I think the next two upcoming projects, I want to do skateboards. So I want to endorse a lot of skateboarders in the community. I really gravitate towards that, that lifestyle.
Right.
Reason being is when I'm watching these adults and these young kids perform on their skateboards, like they just go super hard and they're trying to, let's say, land a trick, and they will even hurt themselves, but that won't even stop them. Mm-mm. Like, you can have a 40-year-old man sitting there, and then an 8-year-old kid can hit a trick and everybody celebrates. You know, like, that's a community, like, that I can embrace.
Right.
You know, just regardless, like, they sit there and they watch you, in a sense, fail time after time after time, right, but encourage you to be successful, you know, at what you do. And soon as that person is successful in that trick or whatever it is that they were aiming for, like, everybody celebrates, you know. And so I'm like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my next projects is to do skateboards and endorse some of the local skateboarders here. And water. I'm gonna do my own. I've been talking about this for a while, but I finally got the vision for the bottle, right? So I'm gonna do my own spring water.
Okay.
You know, so I'm working on the design for that too. So that's I don't know how far out that's gonna be, but yeah, I'm working on that design too. So I finally got the vision of the bottle, and I'm gonna make sure that thing comes to life, because that's important to me, because that's all I drink is. That's all I drink.
H2O,
is
huh?
Yeah. So. And then, you know, it's just better because I know the source. You know, I know, like, just everything. I'm in more control of what's going on and what's out there, you know. So
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing, too. And then I'm waiting on, you know, my architect and general contractor to get back with me. I'm not thinking, but we got in the works to do a demo and a rebuild of a building. And also do some renovation work on another property that I just currently received, and I'm gonna turn it into, like, I told people, emergency shelter, you know, for the homeless. And then the bottom half will be more towards a resource center. That's gonna cater more towards mental health and physical health, and, you know, whatever else the community, whatever else we can collaborate on as far as
right.
community needs and those
okay.
things too. So it's gonna be, you know, like a social welfare center type deal.
Right.
You know, so these are things in the work, you know, just going to take time. It takes a lot of effort. It's just catching up with it. I think I look at the timeline, it's just like, you got to catch up with it. It's already there.
Yeah.
You just got to go through your days and put
that's
the energy
true.
In, put the effort in, you know. But that's, like we said, let's go back to the thought of the day, having that vision. You know, you got to have that vision first, and it'll work out. You'll be successful. Whatever your idea of success is,
right?
You know, it will be, if you just be persistent,
right?
Be patient, have a good attitude, it'll work out. Yeah.
That's good advice. Very good advice, because, you know, once you jump up and you decide, I'm going into business, you want things to happen so fast,
yeah.
you know, at least a return to you know, what you've put into it. I'm ready for my
yeah.
money now, right?
Yeah.
But it's slow.
Yeah.
It's slow coming.
And people think, like, from the outside looking, it'll seem like it's overnight, you know, for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, I'm just now getting, like, a, let's say, a snowball effect on what I'm doing now. But a lot of people don't realize I started back in 2013,
okay.
you know, with my first pair of glasses. And then I kind of took a break, probably about two, almost 3 years, you know. And now I'm getting back into it, and it's starting to steamroll just a little bit. But at the same time, you know, it takes time. It takes time. It takes effort. And you have to just be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna hit spots where you're going to be frustrated. You're going to hit, you know, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have challenges, but challenges makes you stronger. You're going to have adversity. Adversity makes you stronger. It makes you better. The thing is, what did I learn? What can you learn from the adversity? What did you learn from the challenges? What did you learn from the losses? You know, so always continue to evaluate. You know, life is about learning and growing. And business is the same thing, you know.
Right.
Because you're breathing life into an entity, you know, into an idea, into whatever it is. You know, you're putting your energy towards that. So, you know, it's the same thing. Same rules apply for living.
Oh, doesn't it? It just really does. It's like one hand washes the other, right?
Yes.
Yeah, same rules,
yep.
same laws.
Yep.
Right. I was reading the Bible this morning, and it was talking about, you know, meditate in the law of the Lord day and night. And, you know, when people talk about the law, you think about, well, the Ten Commandments or Leviticus, you know, all, like over 650 laws are there, right? But once I got to thinking about it, I thought, wow, the whole Bible is the law of God. You know, it tells us how to live our life each and every day, you know. That was a revelation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it tells us how to love Him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and also tells us how to love our neighbor in the same.
That's true.
You know, and so I think if you do that, you cover your bases.
Yeah, you know, you do.
You really do. So,
because He does not ever not tell you how to act, how to be, you know, what type of behavior you should have, you know, all the way through the Bible. And I'm thinking, well, the whole Bible is the law then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's righteousness.
Yeah.
You know, I think I put it on a Facebook status. If you wrong somebody, write it. Make it right. You know, it's that simple.
And the sooner the better.
Sooner the better. Put your pride in. Put your pride aside.
Yes. The sooner the better.
Just do it. If not, it's not for them, for you. Get peace from it.
True.
It's for you anyway. But, you know, they'll benefit.
It's freedom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's freedom. Because people don't understand, those are boundaries,
bondage,
and bondage,
captivity.
Yes,
prison. You're being held. You know, so.
All righty, Tim. Let us move along. Were you finished telling us about your new projects, your new aspirations?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's a lot. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, we're trying.
Your building that you received. Okay, is that in the city limits?
Yeah, it's right beside the fire station on South Prospect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. That is, wow. I need to get busy about that. I need some property.
Yeah, you will. You know, just work at it. It'll come.
Yeah, I do.
Like the Field of Dreams, if you build it, it'll come.
Yes, and I remember we talked about that. I think last time you were here about the Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. And he was looking at that field all the time. And once he got it built and got it together, people showed up, right?
People showed up, yep.
All right, they showed up. Okay. Now, what are some important traits for a counselor to have?
Empathy, number one.
That's fine. Sorry.
You're fine.
I'm sorry. I just have to turn it off. Okay, empathy.
Yeah, empathy is number one. You have to be able to relate, not even necessarily relate, but come from a place of understanding or try to relate, you know, and have empathy, not sympathy, not pity you, poor you, but empathy.
Right.
Number one. Number two for me, patience. Number three will be a positive attitude and outlook. You know, because you're dealing with broken people. People who are broken, you know, and sometimes you might be that only light that they see for the whole week, you know, and to be able to see somebody of who they can become and not constantly reminding them of their past and who they've been or who they used to be is a beautiful thing. So empathy, patience, and yeah.
How do you counsel a person without really pointing them to where they came from?
Well, they do that enough for themselves. You know what I mean? They know where they came from.
Right.
You
That's
know?
True.
So you don't have to constantly remind them. Your goal is to help guide them to the person who they're trying to become. Because they're no longer that person. Obviously, they're seeking help. They're in recovery, you know, and sometimes, you know, you might not heal in the way that you see, but don't miss the fact that you're healing, you know?
Right, right.
You know, and sometimes we can miss that, you know, so, and that takes patience, you know, like I said, depending on how deep that wound is, it doesn't heal in a day, like a small scratch will. But if I'm cut deep,
right?
You know, that's a lot of repairing.
Yes, it
you know,
is.
And it's a lot of pain, and all those things. You know, and so you just have to, in a sense, you have to be patient, and you just see the person that they're trying to become, and that's difficult for a lot of people to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed difficult. I don't think it is, but it can be.
Yeah, I can see it even being difficult because they have to build, even though they're seeking for help and they want help, they have to build up this courage inside themselves, mm-hmm. even more to go to follow through a program, yeah. right? Because mm-hmm. I know just like addicts and stuff, sometimes they just can't. They want to be free of addiction, but as they're going through the process, they feel that going back is easier than going forward.
Yeah.
You know?
And it is.
It is.
Because it's more comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you take that. And that's what, you know, and that's not only necessary with addicts. That's in relationships and all those things. You know, you see it a million times. People yeah. continue to go back to a bad, negative, non-harmonious, imbalanced relationship. You
right.
see it all the time.
That's true.
It's easier. You're comfortable. You know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's difficult when you're coming out of something. You just don't know what to expect. And then you get filled with a little bit of anxiety. And, you know, sometimes it could be a lot of pressure.
True.
You know, sometimes you don't know which direction to go. And sometimes you clearly just don't know where to start.
Right.
You know,
that's true. Wow. That was deep, the yeah. empathy you mentioned, not really feeling sorry for a person, mm-hmm. but being empathetic toward a person. And explain that a little bit more to us.
Just being relatable. Understanding is a key. Like, we're all human, so I try to relate. It might not be in the sense, oh, I did drugs. But I can understand addiction. I can understand being addicted to Call of Duty. I can understand being addicted to food. I can understand having some way to escape. I can understand escapism. Mm-hmm. That's, you know what I mean? So
right.
it's just, okay, I'm going to take that. I'm going to also relate my own personal experiences, my own personal feelings to that, and sit there and you think, well, how did I feel? Or what is it, you know, that I went through or whatever? You know, you just sit there and try to relate relatable topics back and forth. It might not be the same, but I mean, one thing, as humans, we all know good times, we all know bad times, we know sadness, we know happiness, we know pain,
right.
we know discontentment. You know, ain't nothing new under the sun. We all can relate to these feelings and these emotions.
Yes.
You know, and so that's what you got to do. You got to find, how can I relate to that person, how that person's feeling are,
right.
are their emotions that they have going on. And then, you know, hopefully give them some. My goal is always to give somebody something practical, something they can practice, not just tell the person, oh, be happy. If you don't understand, if you don't know what happiness look like, then you'll never be happy. So I'm going to ask you a different question. What does happiness look like to you?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay, that's what it looks like to you. Okay, practice that.
Right.
You know, everybody has the answers, and it's within us. Why? Because going back to the Bible, you know, God and the Messiah said, we'll make our abode in you. Right. So the answers and everything you need to know is already in you. You know, so a person might come to me and say, you know, I want a better relationship with my son or my daughter. So I sit there and ask them, okay, so what do you got to do? So what does that mean? Oh, I need to spend more time with them. They start spatting off the solutions.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Well, now you got to put that into practice.
Mm-hmm,
ain't nothing
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you. You just got to put that into practice. You know where the relationship is disrupted
right.
with your son or daughter. You know where there's an imbalance at.
Right.
Okay, well, since you can identify that, now you're aware of it, now you got to practice repairing it.
True.
You know, it just takes time. I don't want you to be 100% overnight. That's not practical. You know? So I tell you,
no.
Start at 1%. That's all it takes for a dead cell phone to come on. 1%. You know? And then 2 is better than 1. And 3
right.
is better than 2. Just small.
Right. And
small
when they come, and when they come to you, they come with that 1%.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I ask. And I don't even want you to be 100%. I don't want you, because you're going to crash. You're going to crash. And you're like, well, you know, that's why I tell them one day at a time. You know, you came in, you was 1, you left, you're 3.
Yeah.
So next week, it's okay if you're 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
true.
Okay if you're 5.
Well, that was good. That was really, really good. Patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience is a virtue. And what does that mean to you?
Patience is just, like, I feel like time reveals all things. And if you give it if you wait long enough, it'll tell you the right answers, you know. And you'll see and know all the information that you need to know, you know. And so I think patience is a beautiful thing. Sit back, observe, watch, learn, you know?
Learn.
Just be patient. Like, sometimes what, like today's situation, what can I do? I just got to be patient. Like, do I feel like I got 90 days? Of course not. Do I want it tomorrow? Of course.
Yeah.
What can I do? And then just good attitude, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Positive outlook.
I understand. I ordered something. I have to wait.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, we have to do.
Yeah, like last year, COVID was going on. It was like 3 or 4 months you had to wait for things that you had ordered. Yep. And was, you know, depends on how big it was, you know.
Yeah.
And the process it had to go through to get to you. I'm like, wow, no. And I didn't want to order it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
My money's going to lay in limbo for that mm-hmm. long, and I might not even get what I want. I was kind of skeptical about it, but it's a little shorter return right now. You don't have to wait like months. It's like 3 to 4 weeks. I can hang with that. I can deal with that. Okay. I really can. But COVID brought us a lot of stuff.
Yeah. A lot of good and bad. You know?
Yeah. And indifferent, you know.
Indifferent, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that crap. I got a lot to say about the old COVID. You know. Not necessarily COVID, but just really how they're going about with these vaccinations, like how they, okay, what I think is deceptive about the vaccinations, how they changed the definition, because vaccination, anytime you get a vaccine, is for immunity.
True.
Right?
True.
You can't sit there and change a definition saying, okay, this is not for immunology, this is for protection. You know what I mean? Like when you change the whole definition to fit your norm, I have a problem with that.
Okay, so you're saying they shouldn't even call it a vaccine then?
Yeah, you can call it whatever. You can just say, hey, you know, just be truthful.
Preventive.
Yeah, just be truthful and say, hey, this may help you, but it's not. You're not going to be immune. You know, just be upfront. Don't fuck. Excuse me. Don't tailor. Do not tailor a definition to fit your agenda, because let's be honest, then it's not a vaccine. A vaccination has a simple definition to it: immunology, to be immune to something.
Right.
When you sit there and be like, "Oh well, no, it's not for immunology; it's for protection." Now that's deceitful. Just say it's for protection. Just say, you know, this should be preventative work. You know, and just be truthful with that.
Well,
and don't try to, if you understand it's preventable, don't try to encourage or mandate something that should be, in a sense, volunteer. You know, like a person should have that choice, you know. And understand, mandate doesn't, it's not a law. You know, you can go against mandate. That's like a policy, so it's not a law. Like,
oh, we understand that. That's what people are doing. They're going against it, you know, the mandate. I do like the fact that they want us to wear a mask. But and when we think about it, last year when we all wore our mask, or supposedly was supposed to wear our mask, it kept a lot of people healthier. You know, you didn't have colds, runny noses, and all that kind of stuff. I was aware that I was not immune and that I could possibly get the vaccine even if I took, you know, the shot. But I understand what you're saying too, because that's what a vaccine means.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I guess you would say, in the early stages.
Mm-hmm.
And they really didn't know exactly what to expect.
I mean, let's
you know, and I can understand that too, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't really know what to expect.
I mean, but just come out and be transparent.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, we got something, and it may work, and it may not.
True.
Okay, now it's up to that person. Like, if somebody said that, if I sit there and say, hey, this might work and it might not, the people that's going to do it is going to do it. And the people that's going to be against it is going to be against it. That's okay. I don't think everybody would just reject it. Like, oh, you know, some people be like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. If this is going to prevent me and my family from being sick, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. let's try it. You know, but it's all about transparency. You don't have to trick or scam nobody into doing something. Just give people their own choice. That's it.
Yeah, and I understand that.
Don't rob them from choice.
I understand that. And, you know, in America, people take their stand for their choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're free. We're in the land of the free and the home of the brave,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. You
we
know,
do what we want to do over here.
As they should, you know. So, I mean, but that's, I guess that's what makes us, that idea is what makes us one of the greatest countries in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that idea. So,
yeah.
You know, you can't go back on it now.
No, no. And because it has already proven itself that people who have received a shot has also gotten the virus. You know, mm-hmm. it may keep them from dying, which they had said. Mm-hmm. You know, it may keep you out of, you know, from death, but.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, Tim, how do you keep a healthy, well-balanced life?
Water. Super important. Spring water. So I drink a lot of water, and I try to watch I try to watch the way I eat. I do have trouble with the sweets. I'm not gonna lie, I have a sweet tooth out of this world. But for the most part, I try to do alternative things. So if I really want the sweets, I go more towards my fruit and all those things. But I exercise in the mornings. Not every morning, but I do a lot of push-ups, pull-ups, and dips, and I walk a lot. And the walking is not necessarily for the physical, but the walking is for my mind, too, because I got to empty out files and, you know, I got to get through my day.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I got to defrag this computer up here. So just being aware, like, I know reason why I do the things that I do is because I know one day I have to get old, and I don't – if I can prevent myself from being in a lot of pain, and I can prevent from being – dependent on somebody else, then
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do everything that I have to do now in order to prevent that in the future. Now,
right.
Will I know? Nope, not until I get there. You know, you know what I mean. But
true.
At least I could say, okay, you was aware and you did everything that you could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make sure your body is in the best shape, to make sure your mind is in its best shape for when you get older. You know, so. That's just my thing. I drink a lot of water. A lot of water. I try to eat decent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you got to be just disciplined. You got to be disciplined, you know. You just can't just run with the wind and I'm going this way because the wind blowing this way.
Right.
So.
And that's about anything.
Mm.
You know, can't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we have to be able to stand on something and... Water is a good stance. It's one of the best stances.
Absolutely. People don't get it, man. Like, your body's made up, about 78% water. Like, come on. People talk about water nasty. I'm like, yo. That's, like,
it's so refreshing, though, I think, you know.
Man. People don't get it. People don't get it. You know, Alzheimer's is a form of, when people have Alzheimer's and dementia and all those things, really what your body is saying is it's been dehydrated for a long time.
Really?
For a very, very long time. And it's only going to come to a point in time in your life to where at first you might be thirsty, but then if you don't use it, you lose it. So eventually you're not going to be thirsty for that water anymore. And then you understand why, like, a lot of people are going through a short-term memory loss and this, that, and the third. And just because you simply want to substitute your water for pop. I mean, your body's not made of pop. Your body's not made of high fructose corn syrup
and all that kind
coffee.
Of stuff.
It's made of water, and that water helps push around the nutrients. The water helps your food digest better. I can tell you a million things. The water promotes sound sleep. I can tell you a million things that
mm-hmm.
water does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But why do we reject it so much? Something
mm-hmm.
that's free. Like, can you imagine if the world was scarce on water? A lot of people would want it.
Oh, yeah.
But since it's in abundance, you know, that's the first thing people buy up.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, man? We're going to buy up all the water, right? But I think because it's an abundance of it, you know, I think we tend to take it for granted and not really understand, like, its full purpose. Like, honestly, you should have whatever your weight is divided by two. That's how many fluid ounces minimum of water you should have a day.
It's true. So true. So true.
Gotta keep you healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. And walking is also mm-hmm. an excellent form of exercise.
Yes.
And like you said, it's like therapy for you.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic. Absolutely.
Walking and talking. That's what I do. I walk and talk. You know, I even get people to join me at times. And we just have a good conversation. Like, I decompress, they decompress.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all just, like, we all feel good.
Yeah, that's true.
Feel good.
That's true. That is so true. So what made you become a therapist?
I don't know. I think I was called to do it. I don't think it was just something like, ah, this is what I wanted to be. But no, honestly, since I've been like, since I've been like six, it just always seemed like people came to me. And it was, I don't know if I was just, it was just easy to speak to me about some things, but I just always noticed, like, they'll tell me things. And then I just always give them my opinion on it. And I guess it must have been good because it never stopped to this day and age. And how I got into my position was I just wanted to help. I just wanted to help people. And there's some things that I studied and some things that I knew. And how I got into that field, I was doing it for free. I was doing it. I just dedicated my time and I was just doing it for free, like every Tuesday. And then eventually, like, opportunity opened up and now I'm paid to do what I was doing for free. Mm-hmm. Something that I love doing, you know, and it's just a passion.
Okay. So, at least you had in your heart that you wanted to help other people succeed in life and not be in chains and bondage. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I understand. I think I was called to this for the same reason. Mm-hmm. You know, to help people hear things they need to hear that would help free them up and help support them and encourage them. And so I guess that's mm-hmm. similar to the same thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we all therapists by nature, you know. We all got ears. We all got ears to listen and a mouth to speak, you know. And we just have to use our discernment and, you know, our best judgment for it and giving advice. Not necessarily telling people what to do, but to advise them. Because people, you tell somebody what to do and they think you're sending them, they're automatically going to reject it. Or, or like, if you give unsolicited advice, if they wasn't looking for it, they're going to reject it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I'm definitely not doing that.
Yeah.
Sounds like one of my daughters. I'm definitely mm-hmm. not doing that. Yep. Okay.
Yep, it was unsolicited. You know, they didn't ask for it. So even if it was good, they're going to
reject
it.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. You know, do with it what you want to, but sometimes I have to put it out there, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So can you tell me about a time you helped a client open up?
I think they open up naturally. It's, like I said, it's weird. I don't know if it's a gift or what, but I have strangers, they'll come up to me and just be like, I don't know why. It's so easy to talk to you. But they'll share a lot of things, mm-hmm. a lot of things mm-hmm. with me. So it's not, I don't feel like it's something that, like there's a magic trick to it or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's intuition, but people just know, you know, and they find it easy to talk with me.
Okay. So, because, you know, sometimes people come in and they're so bottled up and mm-hmm. they find it hard to find the words to communicate mm-hmm. with someone, you know, or they may be ashamed of what they have to share with you or somebody else.
I think the first thing, you know, you just ask them, how you feeling? You know, you just start the conversation. You just started somewhere. How you feeling? What's going on with you today? Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll say fine. I'm like, okay, that's general. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just kind of just, it's like probing questions, just, you know, going deeper. But you'll know. Like, some reason you'll have that discernment when you're in front of them. You'll know. And then you'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Right.
And once they trust you, then boy, they'll tell you everything. They tell you all things, all kind of everything, you know. And that's the thing too. They're not gonna open up to you if they don't trust you, and they don't feel like you're empathetic, and they don't feel like you understand mm-hmm, or anything mm-hmm. like that. They're not gonna open up to you.
Right.
And then I think you have to have the discernment and the wisdom to, let's say if this person's not open up to me, find a personality that kind of matched theirs. So we got like myself and another guy in my office. His name's Zach. He's Zach Peterson. He's great. He's on Facebook too. Should bring him in here too. But he can relate to a lot of people too. So if somebody, let's say, necessarily didn't open up to me, like Zach just has a whole different way to catch somebody too as well. So I think it's just being able to direct them where they need to be, because it's not about, you know, it's not about me.
No.
It's really about them and finding them, you know, that person, that go-to person who they can really decompress and mm-hmm. get everything, get mm-hmm. the manners of their heart and right. stuff off their heart and mind, you know.
Right. Which is so important. Mm-hmm. I ran across the post, you know, I tell God all my business, you know, yeah. Well, that's what the post said. I tell God all my business, and he, I forget how what they said it, but he brightens up my day or makes my day worth living, mm-hmm. you know. And like you said, when you're walking, that's what you're doing. You're talking, you know, mm-hmm. and he hears you, and he yeah. opens doors and closed doors, you know, mm-hmm. that need to be closed, and just leads us and guides us, you know, yeah. by us sharing with him what's on our heart, even though he already knows what's on yep. our heart.
But it's something about confession, you know, something about those words, like it's a release, you know. Sometimes you got to release some things, sometimes, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. You always feel better, like, no matter how, what I'm about to say might be vulgar, if you got to pee real bad, it feels mm-hmm. good to be able to release.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if, even the same thing, your bowels backed up, it feels good to be able to release. If your stomach was upset and you vomit, it feels good. So it's something about releasing that makes you feel better.
Yes.
Makes you feel yes. better, you know, and that's how I feel like when we actually speak those things. Like, you can do it in your secret place. You don't have to do it in front of a whole crowd or
right,
whatever.
Right.
You know, just speak those things. Release right. release that. So release it. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it go out into the atmosphere. Let all your frustrations go out in the wind and let the wind blow it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. That's a good word. That's good mm-hmm. medicine. That's good therapy right there. You know, you've shared a lot with our listeners today, and I'm sure they found some things that, you know, they could use in their lives and our daily walks. You know, it's mm-hmm. always a beautiful day to be in the land of the living.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So many opportunities each day that we open our eyes. God's mercy is new every day, so mm-hmm. you have new opportunities every yes. day. What would we do without being able to look forward?
Yeah, you probably stand still and just constantly look in the rearview mirror and go backwards. You're just going that direction, or you'd be stuck.
Or for, you know, when I say, you know, when you look back and see where God has brought you from, mm-hmm. because we all have gone through trials before we get to a certain point where we feel like we can't move, you know, circumstances in my life has really just set me down, and I can't communicate, I can't move, I'm paralyzed. But when you think about how God has brought you from the past to where mm-hmm. you are today, and sometimes we need to go back, like you said, they go back themselves and, yeah. and see the miracles, you know, the triumphs that God has brought us through, you know. Like if you've been sick before and God had healed your body, you know, maybe even as a child, you know, yeah. That's a miracle. That's something yeah. that can help us, you know, make stair steps on and build on, you know, for a good life. And just know that we're not lost. Like
yeah,
you said,
absolutely.
He dwells in us, and he's still with us. You yep. know, he has not left us. So, and you know, once you said that he lives in us, whether I guess he lives in everybody, regardless,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is all.
Whether you accept it or not, right?
Yep, that's how I see it. You know, whether you have a relationship with him or not. You know, and I think about that as, like, you know, regular families. Either you got a good relationship with your parents, or you bad one, or you don't. That's how I see it. That's how I categorize it, you know.
That's true.
I'll make it that simple.
Yeah?
That simple for me. All right, you ain't got a relationship with him. Okay, that's fine.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, just you ain't got a relationship with your dad, let's say your biological father. Does that mean he don't exist? Maybe to you. But reality, actuality, yeah, that's, you're here. You know
yes,
what I mean? So
I think
you had to come from somebody. You know right. what I mean? So, you know, that's how I look at it.
And I think those young people, whether they're young or an adult, they still have a yearning in their heart for that contact. Whether they like how the relationship has been all this time or not, you know, mm-hmm. people still have a yearning. Oh, I want to know that, you know, my dad or my mom or yeah. one of my siblings, you know, I want to reach out to them, you know, and that's just human contact.
Yep, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful
human
process.
Human contact. Wow. Well, Tim, we are out of time. Thank you for coming and sharing with us all the good things you have going
Thank
on
you.
In your life, and you're just a man on the go all the time, you know.
Yeah. Some days, you know, but.
And that's a good thing. At least you're not stale, or you're not sitting down and not moving, walking and talking. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than
yes.
men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.